This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say four people are dead and 159 are unaccounted for after the partial collapse of a beachside building in Florida. Miami-Dade's mayor noted Friday rescue officials were still searching for survivors. She says there's still hope of finding people alive in the rubble. A fire official says rescue operations continued throughout the night and that 130 firefighters are working at the site. Crews are using dogs and microphones as they sift through the wreckage. Miami-Dade's police director says authorities are working with the medical examiner's office to identify the four victims. The United States on Friday piled pressure onto the Polish government to scrap a bill that critics say will make it harder for Jews to recover property seized by Poland's Nazi occupiers during World War II and then kept by post-war communist rulers. Poland's lower house of parliament Thursday passed a draft bill introducing a statute of limitations on claims for the restitution of property, drawing a furious response from Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, who labeled it a disgrace. Poland was home to one of the world's biggest Jewish communities until it was almost entirely wiped out by Nazi Germany during the wartime occupation. Jewish former property owners and their descendants have been campaigning for compensation from Poland since the fall of communism in 1989. The bill would implement a ruling that there should be a deadline after which faulty administrative decisions can no longer be challenged. The law sets this deadline at 30 years. Critics say the bill would prevent some claims from restitution or compensation for property unlawfully taken by Nazi Germany and subsequently seized by communist Poland. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.